That's why we hear the same question over and over. We hear it on a near daily basis. It could be a reporter writing a story, a blogger looking for insight, a radio host doing an interview, a college student in a class, or an attendee at one of our live events. In one form or another, they all pose a question they think is being asked for the first time. What's the single most important thing you can do for your relationships? It's a great question. We've thought about it, researched it, lectured on it, and written about it for more than 25 years. And as two psychologists specializing in relationships, we've whittled down our answer to two words: get healthy. Of course, this deserves some unpacking. If you were to attend a lecture or a seminar with us, you might hear us sum it up in a longer sentence. In fact, this single sentence can revolutionize every relationship you ever attempt to build, whether it's on the home front or with friends, whether it's in your love life or your work life. If you allow the truth of this single sentence to seep into the cortex of your brain and be lived out through your spirit, your relationships will never be the same. Here it is. If you try to build intimacy with another before you have gotten whole on your own, all your relationships become an attempt to complete yourself. And these relationships will fall flat. Guaranteed. Why? Because nobody was designed to complete you. Not a friend, colleague, family member, or even your soulmate. Nobody can do that work for you. Nobody in your life is a shortcut to personal wholeness. They can help you, as iron sharpens iron, but ultimately, you are the one who must do the work on your own to become psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually whole. And when you do, your everything changes. Why? Because your relationships can only be as healthy as you are. Did you catch that? This is key. It's the hinge upon which the entire message of this book hangs. If you want to have healthy relationships with other people, you've got to be healthy yourself. Your relationships don't necessarily need more skills, tips, or tactics. Those have their place. What your relationships need most is something deeper, something stronger, something that has more to do with your being than your doing. Your relationships need emotional health. You are meant for this. Few places on the planet are visited by more tourists than Florence, Italy. Like millions before us, we made the trip on a sweltering summer day to see the home of the Renaissance masters. Of course, most people, including us, head straight to Michelangelo's large-scale sculpture of the biblical hero David. Carved from a single block of Carrara marble, the 17-foot figure was first unveiled more than 500 years ago when Michelangelo was just 26 years old. This gleaming white marble masterpiece is said to be one of the most breathtaking pieces of art ever, modern or ancient. We stood in line with thousands of others to see it. We took obligatory photos and marveled at the proportion, beauty, and detail of this world-famous statue. But then, wanting to escape the hordes of people gathered around the towering David, we wandered down the hall of the museum and found something even more compelling, if not less popular. 4 unfinished statues. Huge chunks of marble with a hand protruding here, a torso of a man there, a leg, a part of a head. None was finished. These fragmentary figures seemed to be crying out to break free from their blocks of marble. They were so close to becoming what they were intended to be, but they are non finito. Michelangelo called these figures the captives. He believed that his work was simply revealing what was already within the stone, but in the case of these 4 pieces, the process of Michelangelo chipping away at the excess to reveal what was meant to be was never realized. It was cut short, and so the 4 figures stand there, unfinished. Study them for a time, and they are certain to stir within you a longing to be more complete yourself. They touch an